You are listening to BensTorah.com.
It's a great Aruch Lamer, you know. There's a, if you want to see the Tosfos, he has another teretz, the beautiful Kasha of Tosfos. Yeah, give him a Gemara. Might as well look at the Tosfos. Aruch Lamer is a thing I may have mentioned in the Daf. I prepared two things for tonight. We'll probably just cover this Aruch Lamer and, you know, this some raid on it. But, you know, somebody asked, oh, Nussan, good to see you. Good to see you, Nussan. So you have more sheets, right? What do you do with all the sheets?
Don't panic.
I'm not panicking.
You have Mars also or not?
Yes. Yeah, good idea. Okay. A very classic. You're going to be very shocked at this. Aruch Lamer, I think I may have mentioned it in Shir. We're doing Krisis. And we're going to do a little Tosfos. I wanted the Iyun Shir to be light. The Gemaras are so hard. I said, I'll make the Iyun Shir light. He's having enough trouble. These Gemaras increases.
Well, if you work them through, you get it.
It's very hard stuff. So we learned a startling thing. That Yom Kippur is like a Sefer Yediyah. Going through Yom Kippur is like a Sefer Yediyah. So the Gemara says, if that's so, Yud Chesamid Beis. Yud Chesamid Beis. So the Gemara asked, the Gemara asked the case, Su Ika, Ika Damri, fourth wide line on Yud Chesamid Beis. Ika Damri, Yom Lei Revit, Barav Chanan Lapai. He says, Yom Kippur is like a Yediyah Safek. It's very hard. Tosfos has his own pshat. That's how Rashi learns. Yom Kippur, this is a hard svar. Maybe it's me understands. This is what it, you know. Since Yom Kippur is mechaper and Ashim Talui, if you go through Yom Kippur, it's mechaper. So Yom Kippur, it's like a Sufi Yediyah. It's a giant step for mankind. I don't really get that. Since, you know. Tosfos learns like a different pshat. How can I be chayv shtei chatois? So the Gemara says, I'm the Abaye. Now, so the Gemara is Mefalpul, the Yom Kippur Kolot Shaita Mechaper. How do you know Yom Kippur every second is Mechaper? The Mekuliyomi Urta. So the Gemara discusses, you need the whole day Yom Kippur Mechaper, every second. Now look at Tosfos, the bottom Tosfos. That's what we're going to study. Hadanakat Chel of Shachs Yom Kippurim. Just say he ate on Yom Kippur. What do you have to eat a kazayis chaylev on Yom Kippur? Just say they ate the morning in Yom Kippur, the evening in Yom Kippur. Obvious question. How do not get chaylev shachas Yom Kippur? V'lo not get milsad eter. What do you have to eat chaylev? Then the guy in Yom Kippur, the guy says, I'm such a sheik, it's a Yom Kippur, I eat chaza. You know, like, he can just eat kosher food on Yom Kippur. V'chayv kamrav hu Yom Kippurim atzmo, tasur b'achila. So look, he doesn't like Tosfos' answer. The Aruch Lamer that you have in front of you, he doesn't like Tosfos' answer. Din came. So Chlamitket Kikoseves. Wow. Yom Kippur is not a Kazayas. Everyone here knows that the Shir Yom Kippur is a different Shir. It's a Kikoseves. Shushir Achilah Yom Kippurim. So he picked Chalev because he wanted to say a Kazayas. Very weak answer. He could have said a Kikoseves and he ate one.
Right.
He picked the Nakat Shiazutal, Rel Nakat Azchel. Very shvach. So look at the Aruch Lamer. The side, you have the side with Hod Nakat. The second paragraph is Hod Nakat. The first paragraph, he discusses Rashi's amazing Shita that Yom Kippur is like Yediyah Safek. The second paragraph, you see where the Hod Nakat is, the second paragraph. You have two sides. One side is not the Aruch Lamer, that's. You know, that is Tzvi Pesach Frank. Yeah. And the other side is Rav Shizu. The other one. Mikroi Kodesh. He wrote the Hartzvi. This is Mikroi Kodesh.
That's all I know, Hartzvi.
You know, that Hartzvi, you like the name.
It's related to you.
It's related. Hadinaka, Chupachas, Tirutzim Dachak. So you know what he says? Anias Daiti, Achem Yishuv Kushasim, Gvald Gachid, Shishlama, the Eishlacha, Becholish Mesukan, Acholish Shutzach Lechol Yosim Mechosev Yom Kip. Not he's in a Chatzi Shir. Becholish Mesukan, here goes Savis Yom Kip. Then he got better, now he's fine. He was Becholish Mesukan, because now he's better. Can he eat? Can he eat? Maybe since he ate on Yom Kippur, he broke his fast, he can eat.
Like every Tainus. Every Tainus, that's the rule.
Right,
the
Chayra.
Aren't supposed to finish the Tainus?
No.
Not necessarily. Once you ate.
Every Tainus.
Once you ate.
Only Yom Kippur is the exception.
Maybe. So he's Mesubi.
Maybe Tishma.
Im achar kach mutar lecha b'Yom Kippur zeh. Fil ein kan sakana oid. Inema. Do we say? Now why should that be? Kim lo shachba o tanus nev shesheichem. Tanus nev shesheichem be'erev ad erev. You didn't do it. You ate on Yom Kippur. Shachal fa'enu ma'una.
You ate enough to live. You're still an eater, not to continue eating.
No, see, you say, I mean, he's not satiated. But the Torah said to me, ma'ana me'erev ad erev. Pshach ve'enu ma'una. Ke'en lo vod chil ad Yom Kippur. Fasting Yom Kippur means the whole day Yom Kippur. You don't have a... So we'll see. Talk more about this amazing lumbus. Oh, Neymar, like we all think, sort of. You can't eat on Yom Kippur. It doesn't matter. Oh, Neymar, the mitzvah stanu, have a korega virega. Mitzvah stanu is korega virega. Every rega.
Eating is an omer.
It doesn't matter that last, the 2 minutes ago, that's one chiv for the whole day. Every minute, that's the way he expresses the shayla. Is there one chiyuv of the whole day to fast, or is every minute a chiyuv of ta'anu?
Right. I would express the silence every time you eat a shir, are you chayv a separate shir, for a separate shir.
So that's his teretz of Tosfos Kasha, obviously. That's why he didn't say on Yom Kippur, because if you would eat on Yom Kippur, he's allowed to eat the other one.
Oh.
That's his teretz of Tosfos Kasha.
Yeah, that's a huge chiddush.
Yes. You see, Tosfos didn't answer that. Tosfos doesn't hold like him. Achen asvar noitik shita rishayna. He says in the Archa Ner, logically, is Kshid Rishon. Kivin Shkvar Ochal, he ate, Umisvedaite, and Shachor Etzlo Inoy. See, I'll tell you why I'm not happy with what he's saying. Rabbi said, when you ate Erev Yom Kippur, you had a big suit Erev Yom Kippur. You come to Yom Kippur, you're satiated, and you eat something. Are you satisfying your hunger? See, I have a raya. That in Yom Kippur, it's not the issue to satisfy your hunger, because if you ate a big meal right before Yom Kippur, now you go to shul, you're completely satiated, and you eat something. Well, you're not satisfying your hunger. There's a case here, it could be Achilles Gasa.
Right.
In Tosfos, they talk about the Gemara Yevamos, Tosfos, Achilles Gasa and Yom Kippur. I'm overstuffed. The guy ate too much. You shouldn't eat too much of Yom Kippur. It doesn't help. But, you know, psychologically,
it hurts.
Yeah. But psychologically, I always feel if I eat more, it's an Irish guy. To eat a normal amount.
You're eating with your eyes, not eating with your
stomach. That's it. You're right. It's a psychological
thing. I think that when they learn that, like, we always talk about Nisar Chila like it's Nisar Chila. Now, it's an interpretation of what it says, it's Bachila Shtidness. So it could be the rice is only a chila. But it's another way of expressing that you're not allowed to eat anything. At all day.
That's not true.
So see, I don't like that. That's I don't like the way he's saying it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like the way he's expressing the chikhira. I like the first way he said it. Mm-hmm. Is only one thing to fast on Yom Kippur. It's one issa to eat on Yom Kippur. And if you didn't do that, I wasn't mekayim what the Torah says. So I have no more issa not to eat. Now he's saying it a little differently.
So if let's assume that eating involves drinking. If you drank, it means you could eat.
Yes. He's going to talk about that.
Okay.
If you drank, you can eat. People ask me that. You know, I have to drink. If you're drinking, you can have a piece of toast. Once you're drinking,
you might as well have cake with your coffee.
Okay. Achen asvar noita. Kshita rishayna. He says svar noita kshita rishayna. Kivin shkar ochmo umisva daite en shach oretz lo inoy. See, I don't like that language. That's not correct. Because like you said, if I ate a kosevis in the morning, not 6 hours late, I'm starving. All day, you only ate a kosevis. I mean, a kosevis, two kazesim, very little bit. So 6 hours late, I'm starved. So it's not the pshat ein kanin.
No, it doesn't have a
dinner, ein shaykh od etzlo inu, fizem tresku shatais. This is going to share thing that insistais kasha. Lo yachal min kap mishim yom ha-kippa gufa, Because once you ate on Yom Kippur in the morning, you can't say it was chayiv feeding in the evening. Once you ate on Yom Kippur, shiur, wow. So then you can eat again. In order of chayiv Yom Kippur, I feel like you're
dying. If you ate
pesachim,
it would be the
same thing. Once you eat, so there's no more mitzvah to fast. Doesn't matter if shogeg or mezi. The point is, once you ate, there's no more command not to eat. So it's funny. I mean, if you ate the
shogeg, if you ate the shogeg, you didn't even mezi.
That's what he's saying.
Yeah,
that's
saying
it.
It's no.
If you ate the shogeg,
well, he's talking about both. We're talking about the both shogeg. We want to eat lechatas. He's talking about both shogeg. And the Gemara says so. Tois is asking the Gemara goes to the Yom Kippur in the morning b'shogeg. B'shogeg. What does it mean b'shogeg? Forgot it was Yom Kippur. Then. In the evening, you forgot it's also Yom Kippur, you ate b'shogeg. You should have to bring two karbanos because the day in between is a suffix.
It's
like a suffix yediyah.
Amazing, it should be able to eat at that
point. Yes.
Right,
according to Aruch Haner, l'chayra, if you ate b'shogeg,
you ready, Mamna?
Could it be that Tosis holds that there's a mitzvah, even if you ate at one point, there's still a mitzvah after that, or that's
what Tosis holds.
Yeah,
he argues with Aruch Haner, of course. Yeshavi Raila's there. Is Rashi Yuma? Let's see if he's right from Rashi. He wants to be right from Rashi.
He did a little bit of sikha in the day.
That's not the right.
Let's say it was a Darisa. Then he allowed us to be sikha again? No. It's the Isur is on that act of pleasure. You're not allowed to do that act of pleasure.
You mean? Tzvi wants to know if this far is only by eating. What about the other Inuyim? Made the Rabbanon, the Raisa, some Shamas, the Raisa. So maybe you ma'ani yourself on Yom Kippur. I would say the same thing.
Put on a pair of shoes to walk outside, which you're allowed to do. Then you're allowed to wear your shoes for the rest of the Yom Kippur.
No, you're not have to wear the shoes.
But there you're going to say, it's not. The every Inuy is separate. It's separate. So I think it's also similar to every other idea.
No, it's Pashut. If you ate, so you're not going to say, now you can use oil.
Sikha, right.
Now you can do Sikha. Every Inuy, yes.
And eating, you want to say a difference for, but I'm trying to compare all.
Maybe all no, I agree with you. Okay. If Rabbanon asid inu, if it's the raisa, you have to not to anoint yourself. So once you anointed yourself, you can anoint yourself again.
They defined it as eating.
Game's over.
They defined it as fasting. They defined it as eating. You're not allowed to eat. That's it. Very.
Because you hold this every minute as an issa. But he's saying maybe it's the whole day is one issa.
Dinner
in the
day.
Feish lavi raya. Let's see his right. Mi divrei Rashi Yuma. Ameshom och achila gas of Yom Kippur. We just mentioned that case. On Yom Kippur, you ate a meal of Yom Kippur. You can't even eat more. And on Yom Kippur, this could happen by Kol Nidre.
I think achila megas is not called achila altogether. It could be
Potter, Upirish Rashi. So what's the case of achila's gas of Yom Kippur, Potter? Pirish Rashi. Shach aleli Yom Kippur ala sova. Rashi learns when it says Achil Gas Yom Kippur is Potter. So Rashi learns Sh'och Aleli Yom Kippur. The case we gave, Kol Nidre, Ala Soiva. He was already satiated. Says Achil Gas.
That's not Achil
Gas. But the Taisa says there are two kinds of Achil Gas.
Yeah,
okay, I know. You don't like the Rashi. Says Ala Soiva. You're
very happy, and then somebody brings you over.
So you eat a little more. Yeah.
No, you see. Take people when they go to a
Viennese
table after.
But that's Rav Chel Bis Mashchich. That's already because the Gemara teaches us in Erevin and Megillah for sweet things. There's always room.
There's always room, right?
Rav Chel Bis Mashchich. That's the idea of the Viennese table. Dimloke Chayv Alachila Shekod Machila Gasayin Sha. So Rav Chaner says, why did Rashi need this case? Achila Gas in Yom Kippur. You say he ate on Yom Kippur. He ate on Yom Kippur. And now he's filled himself up, and then he ate afterwards, achila gasa. If you hold, that even if you eat, there's still a nisan yom kippur, lo mutzuch l'chach rashi, hashish nafkusa behold below bintayim. Ichayev al achila gasa. You know, he ate b'shagim. Then he's full, and he knows below bintayim. Then he ate more. So Rashi could, what did Rashi have to say a case? I mean, I know why Rashi did it. He wants to have a case with banter. But he says, Rashi could have said, if you hold your chayiv after you ate, so he ate on Yom Kippur Shagim. Then it was no limit time. And he ate again b'shag achila gasa. What does Rashi have to say at night? Because he ate, if you hold, once you eat, there's still an iser. So Rashi could have said, lo mutzuchar yesh nafkusa ba'od limit time. Yichayiv al achila gasa. Elal karch sfirle. So Rashi holds, nah, you wouldn't be chayiv. once you ate on Yom Kippur, there is no issa to eat. Okay, that's his. Okay, he's bringing a raya. I don't think it's such a strong raya. Because Rashi is bringing a case. In this case, you have to say, well, he ate on Yom Kippur. Rashi's case, you have to say it on Yom Kippur. So Rashi is a simpler case. I mean, it's not such a raya, but a shtickle. Hey, Loma.
It's a normal case.
Now, it's from the Mishnah in Yuma. Eich nam biyuma, ochel v'shasa v'adechot. You brought about eating and drinking. And Yom Kippur is to eat and to drink. Ochel v'shasa b'yom ha-kippur b'elem echot. And chai v'le'echas. Yechilat shti is not like two things. One carbon, one halama. You mean one carbon for eating and drinking. Chai v'le'echas. Mashma, by implication, if it was two halamas, mashma, ha-b'shte halamas chayv shtayim. You chayv shtayim if it's two halamas. I once he ate. There should be any more to drink. Game's over. Mashma, b'shte halamas. If it would be in between, he'd have yediyah, shte halamas. Chayv shtayim, v'chayim mekshila, come on. V'chayv shtei chatois. The Gemara asks, and on that daf increases. If you ate and you drink, so you should be chayv two chatois, because the yediyah is suffering in between. The Gemara says, well, in between eating and drinking, there's a second. So that Yom, then the Gemara says, maybe Yom Kippur 1 second is not mechaper. That's in that Gemara. So, v'amai, harina mu'ulim b'shtiyah, achshar ochal. So, why are you chai for drinking? You already ate. So you're not ma'una. The game's over, so like you say.
Right against himself.
Right. Right. He's asking on his pshat. So why does the Mishnah say Numa? That if it's behelim echad, that you only chai one, by implication to Allah, you chai two, I once you ate. So he makes the chilak, yesh di yeshlam. The chilash di yeshani. Eating and drinking is different. You want ma'una, you ate. But you didn't drink yet. It's different on us eating and drinking. One I know is quenching your thirst, and one is filling your belly. Yeshom achilu shtiya shani. After shtiya bechal achilu. Shtiya is bechal achilu. The Torah said don't eat. It also means don't drink. V'chamish inuyim v'choshev el chad. It's only counted as one. Achilu shtiya. Don't say it's two inuyim. There's one inu. Achilu shtiya. Mikom akom. Gavi inu l'chud. Shtiya achilu shtiya in mitztarifim. You see they're not mitztarif.
It's
not mitztarif. So what they could have said, say his own kasha. Why do they have to say chaylev? He wanted the answer to his kasha. Talk about Yom Kippur. So, but you see, you can't, because once you ate, you can eat more. So the Gemara could have said Yom Kippur, he ate in the morning, and he drank by mincha. So he didn't answer Tosfos' question well. El benoka bepashtis yoser ocha chel v'shachas v'mincha. And we come to Dina adayin tzarechin. I'm still not so adayin tzarechin. I'm Rosh Hashanah. He quotes this classic Gemara Rosh Hashanah, b'maisa de Levi. Levi came and he said, you guys are eating Yom Kippur. In Bavel, they were separating. Levi came to Bavel and he told, guys, you're eating on Yom Kippur. You got the wrong day, Yom Kippur. Levi, it's a mice in my Rosh Hashanah. The Levi, Berashi, Betaisis, the Mashma, Afil Achvil Kfar. They already ate. Yeah, he was saying, hey, you got to stop eating. Are they already ready? We call Yeshiv Karshiochlu Oid, Sham. See, Tysus says, well, I know Tysus doesn't hold like me because Tysus doesn't give my terrors. He says, okay, me Tysin, right? That's the Shitasim Koch. The Hakakoi, the Gam Shitale, Bokshas Karsachil Shnea. I think it's not a Dina Tzarchin. See, in Maskim, Tysus doesn't hold like me. Tysus Rosh Hashanah says clearly, even though you ate in the morning, you have Kuris. If you eat again, then came a Cholyat
Tzarch. But there you didn't know.
Now, they don't do Nafkamin al Halacha. He talks about it. We'll see the other side. Okay. The big nachmin is galoch. If you're cholish ishvesakon,
yes.
See how to eat. Can you eat more? Can you eat more? Or you have to eat exactly what you need for sakana. See, if you hold the cholish ishvesakon, eat, and it's all over. So you can eat as much as you want. But if you hold cholish ishvesakon, you still have to eat. So you can only eat. So he says, didn't came becholah. Yitzoch l'shaya. Every cholish ishvesakon, shlo lachilu yosetzoch l'otzim mitzakon, v'lisikain bepoiskin.
I don't
right. Now, there's another reason why you can think Sechanis. We'll see in Yitz Hashem maybe, but I'll talk to you about it. The Magid Mishnah. See, there's a Magid Mishnah. So he's saying, if you hold as an Issa to eat, so Chol Sheish B'Sakona, you're allowed to eat, but if it's still an Issa to eat, so you should be, oh, you ate enough. You can't eat more. You ate enough that you shouldn't be a Sakana. So the Paiskim should say, anybody's a Sakana and eats. So some people keep the shear. The doctors say, you don't have to eat so much. If you're not keeping the shear, see, how much does he need to eat? If he eats more than he needs to eat, he'll be Chayv Kares. And you don't see that in Paiskim. They say, if you're Chol, so I have the Magid Mishnah. You know what the Magid Mishnah says? A cholish a yesh bo sakana, osin lo kol tzarko. It's a big machlokes. I don't think we paskin that. I think the briskas do. The Magid Mishnah says, it's a famous Magid Mishnah, that once you're cholish yesh bo sakana, you can do any need. You can do things that if you don't do them, any need of the chol is mutter. The Magid Mishnah, famous Magid Mishnah. Yeah, it's like a green light. When you chol tzarko, chol tzarko. So this guy's a cholish yesh bo sakana. So okay, so now he's eating. It's not dangerous anymore if he doesn't eat, but it's serving. He's still hungry. It's still so. According to Magid Mishnah, we'd have a teretz lanias daiti to this kasha that we're being makel. The only thing is the Mishnah Brura, the Litvaks. See, I think the briskas go like the Magid Mishnah, but the Mishnah Brura is not happy with this Magid Mishnah. And he goes, no, you can only do, but if you don't do it, things it'll be dangerous. So then you get into this issue, when a guy eats on Yom Kippur, you have to be careful not to eat when it's not a sakana, unless you hold like the Magid Mishnah. So let's learn the Mikra Kodesh. The Tzvi Pesach Frank, the Mikra Kodesh, I have you 2 pages of it. He speaks about the Shilas, some interesting Shilas, Nafkaminas. So if you turn over, let's look at the other side of the page. Al Das HaShele. This is, we finished the Aruch HaNer. This is the Aruch HaNer. He seems to argue with Tosfos. He holds that once you ate on Yom Kippur, it's over. Game's over. You ate on Yom Kippur, there's no more issa not to eat.
And what would it say B'chol HaShesh B'Sakana?
So then it makes sense. You don't have to, that's what he's saying. Once he ate already, so you can eat. There's no more.
Quite the head.
Yeah, so he's saying, the Paiskim, nobody says, what does it say in Shulchan Aruch? Be careful, not to give him more than he needs to remove the sakana. The Torah says he ate already, so you can eat. Green light, it's all over. Al Das HaShem. So the Mikra Kodesh speaks about this. Tzvi Pesach Frank. On the other side of the page, I didn't have room. I wanted to put it on one sheet, so I had to cut out the name. This is the Mikra Kodesh from Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, from the Rav Yerushalayim, very big goyim.
He preceded Rav Zolti by 15 years. And between that time and Rav Zolti was 15 years, no Rav in Yerushalayim.
There was no Rav Rosh in Yerushalayim.
Finally, he became a Rav, Rav Zolti. And they put a cartoon in the newspaper that they had a pichut from Rav Frank.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Frank to his
Lotta.
Cute.
They wanted to insult him, Zolti.
Frank to his Lotta. His Lotta is like a prut. His
Lotta is like goodness,
yeah. Frank and Aristotle can be in a sarty.
No.
He meant the Frank.
I understand.
Currency. Al Das HaShem. He speaks about this. He's mafalbal about this. Becholish at Besukan. Shehutzach lechal yoisimik koisemis. He's a cholim esukim. You know, Rabbi, I issued a psak. I think it's a very important psak. I'll tell you what I paskined. And I, one of the doctors, he doesn't die by us anymore. He ran away, but he used to be in our shul. And he's a medical doctor. And I'll tell you what I said. You know, what's called the shir? To be chayv on Yom Kippur, you have to eat kedechilis pras. So we mentioned the shir, how much is pras? Anywhere from 2 minutes to 9 minutes. So sometimes a guy's very sick, so the doctor paskins. You have to knock him in 9 minutes. So he says, this guy, so this doctor is telling me, you know, that he has a patient. Every 9 minutes is not enough. To eat a shear every 9 minutes, to have, because, you know, like a small amount, he's got to eat more. So I asked him, what about every 5 minutes? He said, okay, that would be okay. Every 5 minutes. So I said, then you can't tell him to eat regular, because that's only a big chumra of 9 minutes, but you can't be makel. He's being makel. So this is my chiddush, which I hold the halacha very strongly. He was being makel, that since he can't eat what we call a shear, a little bit every 9 minutes, he felt it's not enough. This guy's, he's very weak, he's got to eat more. So I said, what about every 5 minutes? says, okay, every 5 minutes, then he can eat a shear. So then you're mechuyev to keep a shear, because achil fast is not really 9 minutes, it's like a giant chumrah. So you can't be makel to eat more. So say that a shear is 5 minutes. I would even say maybe four or five, and let him eat a pachas mishir every 5 minutes. And that's what we did. So he changed his, said this doctor said, okay, I hear you. So he told the patient, every 5 minutes, eat a shear. And that was enough. He felt that was enough. You know, a doctor assesses how much food did this guy need. He says, yeah, every four or five minutes. That, so I said, then tell him to do that. You can't be makel to eat more than the shear just because you want to be machmir, which could fast is 9 minutes.
You could have held back the aruch on there.
Once you eat. No. That doesn't, we're going to talk about that. That doesn't work for this. Once you eat, we'll soon see.
He's not eating here.
Yes.
He's not eating. This is
not
called
shear.
It's not the Achilles press. He's not from the shear.
He's not eating. He's being bugs of shear. See, we're discussing. See, I'm getting into it. We're going to focus on that. On this shayla, if you eat more than a shear, less than a shear. The aruch haner we're talking about, and now the great kodesh is that when you ate a shear, is there still an isa to fast, isa to eat? Al das a shear b'chol mesukin. Shehutzach lechol yosem mikosevus. The doctor said, no, he can't keep a shear. He's got to eat a kosevus. Im chayv acha karvina. That's the shayla.
Same shayla.
That's the shayla we're learning. He's fake or shall. Quote Russell, who the yisod mitzrinu la me'erev ad erev. This is the way I like to say it, like he says. Yes. The yisod is me'erev ad erev. Fast the whole day Yom Kippur. V'kem shel yuchal kai mitzizum ne'asakon. You can't fast the whole day Yom Kippur. Shuvik feidim yochal v'yishtavos hayom. So there's no reason for you to fast, not to eat that day. Since you can't be mekayim b'tzivui, in other words, we're looking at it like it's one tzivui. It's one tzivui to fast the whole day. They even said, a binyan tzion. You know what the binyan tzion is? Tzarech laner. The steereth. He brings the binyan tzion. Also, Shem Sefer, Tzarech laner. So success is the Vav Mashkel binyan tzion. See, we studied Tzarech laner. If I wanted to, I could have, you know, it's the Tshuva's binyan tzion. I don't have it at home. In the yeshiva, they have it. So in the binyan tzion, he's not inconsistent, but he writes in the Tzarech laner. Okay.
What's the din of
a
chol shishpo sakana?
The gabe Yom Kippur. How do we view him
before Yom Kippur starts?
What does that mean?
Until he eats, what's his din? And
a chol shishpo sakana. We assume if he's not gonna eat, he can die. It's sakana.
No, that's what I'm saying. Let's say he doesn't have to eat until
he's gonna. He talks about this. What about if right? He can't fast the whole day. He can
fast an hour or two. Let's assume he could.
Well, let's say the other way. He can fast till 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock.
Doctors say he can have to eat in the morning. He can fast all day. So is he mechuyev d'oraisa to fast till 2 o'clock? I'll tell you a nice shayla l'alocha. So you can say, well, the doctors say, well, he doesn't have to eat yet. He can fast for 3 hours.
And does he have a din of inoy?
So maybe that's telling the shayla.
Right.
That's telling the shayla. That's
the question. He said, if you can't fast all day, you could start in the morning.
If you hold, that's
the
enoch.
Like
him, he doesn't hold like the aruch.
Now,
he's talking only about when somebody was sick. So if somebody was sick, he can't. I don't think he's talking about anybody who's eating.
It's the same shayla. We're discussing the very same shayla. Now I'm going to tell you a new shayla. We're discussing. Don't not think so.
No.
He brings Harchon there. He brings the beans in. Yeah. It's the same shayla.
Right.
Now the question is like this. Yeah. But you're bringing not done here. I saw this in this truv. I don't think I printed it. Let's say the doctors say he doesn't have to eat till 2 o'clock. So they say so now he's not sakana. If, let's say the doctors say, and you hold every moment is asa. You say, well, since you're not going to be able to fast, so see if you hold, if you eat once in a day, there's no isser. So if he's going to have 2 in the afternoon, he can eat breakfast. But let's say you hold not like this shita. You hold that every moment is an isser. So the chur you can't eat till.
Right.
Till so 2 in the afternoon. Unless you use the Magad Mishnah, my Magad Mishnah, but let's say. If I eat pachas mich shir, if I don't eat at all, then I have to eat a shir to in the afternoon. So I'll start eating in the morning pachas mich shir, and this way I can fast the whole day. That's the shayla. In other words, you could say, this guy doesn't have to eat till 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So, okay, you fast in the morning, go to sleep without eating, everybody fast in the morning. And then you'll have to eat 2 in the afternoon, you'll have to have a shiur. I'll tell you what, start eating in the morning, pachsim shiur, then you can fast all day. You like that?
Yeah.
Okay, so look what he says. Hinei me'ein svarzos. Now he's going to go into this chakir. Me'ein svarzos. She showed mitzvahsinu who dafka me'er v'er, like the Aruch HaNer holds himself, that he showed mitzvahsinu who dafka me'er v'er. It's all or nothing. It's all or nothing. Nimtza b'sev yishuas yankiv. Yimnasa gadol b'emtza yom kippa. Ah, so you didn't think of that. A guy becomes bar mitzvah. It's a machlokes. You never heard of this. It's the shach holds, you come bar mitzvah last, the moment you're born, 13 years. So you become bar mitzvah 3 in the afternoon. You have to fast. No, you have to fast. The chiv tainus is me'er v'er. This is an afkamino with this chakira. If a guy becomes a mitzvah, see the way we paskin, that you become a mitzvah in the beginning of the day, we don't have this case. But according to the shach and many paiskin, that's mesles. So if a guy becomes a mitzvah, on Yom Kippur, it's Yom Kippur. Shekosav Sham, so Yeshua's Yaakov writes, there's no chiv to fast. If you become a mitzvah mil Yom Kippur, because you can't have a chiv to fast, the whole mitzvah, the whole chiv is the whole day.
That's again contrary to Tosfos, right?
I was going right. Shekos Hashem, right. The Shekos Hashem came, the Yeshua's Yaakov says, came to Shailach on Mikzaz Hayom. You're allowed to eat till your bar mitzvah. It's a chinuch, but it's, you're allowed to eat till your bar mitzvah. So you can't ask him to eat the rest of the day. And kantanis me'er v'arev. Kim shar ochel v'shos hayom. Eichitam shem tzayom k'shenas agol yaschel esanos. Herein kantanis klal shem meis les. So the Yeshua's Yaakov says this for regarding totally different shayla if a kid would come by mitzvah in the middle of Yom Kippur. Of Malkam Acher Kasafti, here's your hard tzvi. He quotes himself in the hard tzvi. Malkam Acher Kasafti, Deloi mashma came midivri chedusha arashba. Going, he found a Rashba in Kiddushin. He found a Rashba. Look at this Rashba. The Bahad the Pligisham Rabbi Shmuel, and we know history. See, a Koyain is Boyle Fastoyer. Now you say, well, he was allowed to be well once, he can keep her. Say, no. Do we say, Hove Ishtri? That's a Shailin Machleks in Kiddushin, but gotta be a Koyain regarding a Fastoyer. Because really, a Koyain is allowed to marry a Giyaris. So, but he's allowed to do the first beer. See, they say, oh, Vishri Ishtri is Machlok Sinigmat. Maksha Rashba, my time at the Shmuel, I mean, oh, Vishri Ishtri. Why doesn't Shmuel hold the Rashba? It seems like an arbitrary question, but why don't you say, oh, Vishri Ishtri? Mataritz. Well, it's a sugya in Yavamas. The mucker for this is the sugya in Yavamas. Oh, Vishri Ishtri, Vishri Ishtri. See, the Gemara asks, why do you need a pasuk that you can't be miyabim eishes ach? You're eishes ach. Achosishta. Your wife says it's chiv karis. There's a pasuk you can't be miyabim erva. So why do you need a pasuk? Ein esei dochalos eishes bak karis. And yet we have a pasuk you can't be miyabim your wife's sister. So the Gemara says the lo dam eishes ach. It's not like eishes ach. That's a mitzvah ramile. It's a mitzvah to marry your brother's wife. All the history, you would think if she became your wife's sister, after your brother married her, you married her sister. She became your wife's sister. Once it was mutter, this ever was a mitzvah to be boil her. Now she became your wife's sister. You say, all the history, The Rashba says that by your first Torah is not a mitzvah. You only say all vishtri ishtri. See, that's the makan shas in Yavamis when you say all vishtri ishtri. That's why you need a pasuk because it's a mitzvah, right? So a mitzvah, you say all vishtri ishtri. Avol yifas Torah la mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah. So dibertok negi tzahara. It's just a heter. It's not a mitzvah to take yifas Torah. So you don't say all vishtri ishtri. Velo damya. Mishach so bulmas.
Do we say that by regular case? Of Yivam, all the Ishtri Ishtri?
Well, that's the Gman Yavamas. See, the Gman.
No, by regular.
You know what he means? You did Yivam, now get rid of her. You did the mitzvah of Yivam. Right. It's an Erev, it's your brother's wife.
Yeah, our purpose is to have the children.
Well, the Gemara says...
She has it so play it out.
The Gemara asks, why don't you say, Asher Dochalos, say, Zer Birishana to be a Shnia. So
the Gemara says yes.
The Gemara says, of course, you can keep her. Allah call Elisha the Yidma. Once you can keep her, of course, you can keep her. But he's the Gemara doesn't say it's all Vishtri Ishtri,
right.
By the way.
Right.
Taisus, I think Taisus brings the all Vishtri Ishtri there. I think you're right. It's a very good point. It's a great point, but that's not the point. It's a great point, but it's not the issue. So Velotam, the Rashba says that you only say Elvish to Rishim when it's a mitzvah like by Yibam. But here it's not a mitzvah if I tell you. So that's why Shmuelovs, you don't say Elvish to Rishim. Velotam Yil Mishach, so Bulmis, doesn't say Biyom HaKippur. Ach, so Bulmis, that means a guy, if he doesn't eat, he's going to die.
Why?
You see, a guy's so craving for food. No, Bulmis means that you're so, he's craving, like pregnant, he'll die.
You're crazy.
He'll die. He'll die. Bulimus means that if he doesn't eat this thing, he's going to die. We don't get so emotional. There's nothing that you're not going to eat this thing. We don't have this today. I don't believe it exists. But bulimus used to be a machla. Shemesim machilim oso achia uru enough. See, when you get bulimus, your eyes turn blank. So till the shine gets back in his eyes, he can eat. It says achil bulimus, and it seems it's Yom Kippur, the Rashba. So, till his eyes shine, till he gets rid of the machla bumis, yimtit, harishadik, arashba. The rashba is clear that once his eyes start shining, but once he does, he's not craving anymore, so now his eyes turn to, you know, look normal. Seems it's an open Rashba to this way. Acharuni, somebody showed him Shebehagor Lechma Panim Shebekitzur Shulchan Aruch. A footnote in Sefer Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Hevi Divrei Rashbana. Somebody found this Rashba in Kiddushin. So he says, "Are you sure Rashba speaking Yom Kippur? You know it's in parentheses. Maybe the Rashba doesn't mean on Yom Kippur. He means tray for food. Choyishav Kavas Rashba. There's Varm Tmeyim. He had a bulmis for some chaza pork." He had a bulmus for pork.
That's very possible.
So he doesn't speak in Yom Kippur. He said, but I have a Mishnah in Yuma. If an Uvra, this is the pregnant woman that needs ice cream. Everybody, when your wife was young, you had to run out to buy her ice cream. A pregnant woman. Pregnant women crave for food. It's not bulimus. I'm not going to die, but it doesn't matter. Pregnant women's an old clown, right? You run out. You know, this is a...
Ice cream.
Yeah, ice cream, a pickle. They're craving for something. You run out and buy them. That's it. Remember, Yossi?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm Mishnah Yuma. I'm Ubra Sheiricha. But then in those days, it was Sakana. Ubra Sheiricha. She needs a certain food. Machilim Osa Achetoshev Nashna. Achetoshev Nafsha. And that's Mishnah Yuma's Yom Kippur.
It is Yom Kippur.
The Mishnah Yuma. Zubah Shirich Mahat Shatosh and Nafsh. Malosh and Shatosh and Nafsh.
What are you looking at the
restaurant
for?
Ah! So Tree Pesach Frank says it's open Mishnah Yuma. O me Alosh and Achatosh and Nafsh. Yesh le Dayak. It's a clear diuk. Achatosh of Nafsha. Malosh and Tosh and Yeshle Dayak. Ach, Shatosh and Nafsha. Koi Bisura. Koshadeh Karashba. Koshadeh Yuenav. So this is a great ride from a Mishnah.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So
again,
totally against the
Aruch HaNer.
No?
What?
It's totally against the
Aruch HaNer. Right. Right. It's mashma the year that once the Sakan is over,
Tashma Ramsha, you can eat.
Yeah. It's a very good deal. It's like an open Mishnah, right? It's like the ball game is over. Forget about the Shita.
He wasn't passing the halacha. He doesn't go like the Aruch HaNer. He's bringing a raya, strong raya.
See, the Rashba wasn't a strong raya. We don't know it was Yom Kippur. But we have a Mishnah that's talking about Yom Kippur. It says, Achetosh of Nafsha. That's a strong raya. So this is what he talks about. If you hold, eat.
Isn't it a mitzvah to eat if you're going to die? That's a mitzvah to eat if you're going to die.
So you mean you're talking about You mean Lugabi the Rashba says you don't say Hovishtri. So he's you're asking on the Rashba.
I'm asking that it's a
on the Rashba. You're asking on the Rashba. The Rashba says you don't say Hovishtri. Also Bumis, because it's not a mitzvah. Shazabumis, Shemachim was such a train of Mushavach Bisura Koi. It's not a mitzvah. So he says, yes, it is a mitzvah.
Isn't there a mitzvah
of
Chayibahim?
Yeah, it's a mitzvah of
that. It's a mitzvah
of Chayibahim. No?
It's funny you called it a mitzvah. You know, there's no makar and shas. One guy used that pasuk that you have to watch your health. The Mesillas Yeshayahu also uses that pasuk. But there's no chazal that says it's shmarit and modern nafshe zechem. V'chaybahem, you mean to say v'chaybahem? V'chaybahem. It's a mitzvah v'chaybahem. If you need it, so Tzvi is asking on the Rashba. You're asking on the Rashba. The Rashba says you don't say all Vishtari Ishtari. It's a mitzvah.
I don't know. It's good. It's like more reshus. It's not a real mitzvah. I mean, I wasn't asking. I'm just pointing it out. That's all. I'm pointing it out.
Some paiskim, it's machlokes paiskim. Are you allowed to be machmir and give up your life for an avera that's not your valyavra? It's machlokes Rambam and the Rishonim. And Rambam and other Rishonim. Rambam holds that it's suicide. You're not allowed to do it. It's a mitzvah. But other Rishonim hold, if you want to give up your life, you can give up your life.
Any mitzvah.
So you know what he's going to say at the end? What he's going to say here at the end is like this. It comes out, if you hold like the Aruch HaNer, not like the beautiful Diyuk we just gave. If you hold like the Aruch HaNer, then once you ate, there's no mechiv to eat. So it's more chamer bachs mechashir than the shir. If you have a shir, then you can eat whatever you want.
Right.
But if you have bachs mechashir, so you still eat it. So he brings riots, then you're still fasting. It's bachs mechashir, so you can't eat a whole day.
Right.
So he says it'll come out ironic. It's more lenient if you have the shir. She has a kash on the ran. He has a beautiful kash on the ran. You know, there's a shayla on Shabbos. Let's see, a guy's deathly ill, and you have a nevela. Now, nevela is only a lav. A guy's deathly, and he needs meat. So is it better, and he needs to eat a lot of meat. He needs meat. He's deathly ill. Should I shecht, which is chiv skila, and then all the meat will be kosher? Or should I eat 20 kazesim of nevela? So it's a famous ran. I didn't mean they. It's a bit Bavusta Ran. Bavusta Ran says, better do one Isser. Better do one Isser. Better do one Isser.
Like Shita.
Yeah, one Isser, Skila. And everything else be Mutter. Then do 20 times the small Isser. The famous Ran. So he says, so the Chayra. It's better to eat a shear if you hold like the Aruch HaNer.
It's better to eat the shear.
It's better to eat the shear than once you eat the shear and the rest of Yom Kippur be mutter than have chatzi shear, a smaller isa, but you're doing it over and over and over again.
No, that's not a shear. This is not the
analogy. Rabbi say, chatzi shear asa min ha-tayra. You have to be dead. People make a mistake. There's a chinuch, here's a little pilpul on that. La halacha. It's a chinuch fakir. Pachas nishir is only minamakam sakana. It's not for cholashim b'sakana. Chinuch says not that way. But cholashim b'sakana, can I pachas nishir? We pask chatzi shir asim in atayir. The only head that pachas nishir is sakana. So that's why he says l'chayra, according to the Ran,
it's better to eat the whole shear.
Eat the whole shear, and then the rest of Yom Kippur, you're not having any issa. If you eat pachs mikshir, so every time you're over the issa, pachs mikshir, you want to dinsach on that sphere?
Yeah.
Why?
Because the pachs mikshir is not the shear. It's a different issa altogether. Could be pachs mikshir.
What's the makar? What's the makar for chatzi shear?
The makar is from Pesach, from 1 second, I once looked it up. The makar was...
By the way, later on the bottom of the sheet, he wants to answer his raya. Look at the bottom, that bottom paragraph. End with this. V'afilu nomar shebechozos nilu midiyak haloshin. You have a diyak haloshin. Achatosha nafsha. Says achat. That was his big diyak. V'achilu achsa. She had muveres eiricha. The muveres had a fragrance. She needed some food. Achatosha gamsen. the ach shnav should be surkai, misyash will be the very tisis yom kippur now. But the lash amish at shaznash, but some michil some ad maat. The Zos Yom Kippur says, at shtosh of nafshin means, don't give her a shir. Give a pachs mikshir. If you gave a pachs mikshir, then you can't keep on giving her more because she never transgressed the inoy. Like he said. So that's what he says. So
that's why you can't give her more.
Right. Because the Tosef Yom Kippur learns that when it says there, at shetar eina, it means don't give her a shir, give her as little as you can. Now, if you're giving as little as you can, you can say, well, you ate already, it's all that. That's only if you had the shear.
That's a very novel explanation of what actually Tosef Napsha means.
Yes, that's Tosef Yom Kippur right now. It's a novel explanation.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.